Recapping some of Saturday's high school basketball and girls state tournament play, Ellie Ruffridge had 22 points in the final game of her record-breaking career to lead Pocahontas area past Sioux Center 61-38 for the Indians' second straight Class 3A state championship. Whether she was scoring herself or setting up teammates, the dynamic 5-foot far guard delighted her school's large fan following one last time in a victory that was surprisingly one-sided. Sioux Center ended the game, entered that game 26-0 with a talented group of athletes, but the Warriors were just no match for their quicker, sharper shooting opponent. Pocahontas made 12 three-pointers and held Sioux Center scoreless. In the fourth quarter, Ruffridge was 6 of 8 from three-point range and added 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals in her final high school matchup. Also Saturday night, Carly Rucker scored 24 points and North Scott dominated the overtime period to win the Class 4A state championship with a 52-40 win over Marion. North Scott rallied from a 6-point deficit early in the fourth quarter and then outscored Marion 13-1 in the extra 4 minutes to win going away. It was the first state championship for the Lancers after two runner-up finishes. Zoe Young scored 21 points, and West Des Moines Valley used a big second-quarter burst to beat Cedar Falls 71-59 Saturday night, winning the Class 5A state championship. Hannah Fuller added 16 points and 7 rebounds for the Tigers, who wiped out a 7-point deficit with an 18-2 run that left Cedar Falls scrambling to catch up. That was the first title for Valley in their 12th trip to the state tournament. That closes the book on the girls' state championships. The boys' state tournament gets underway this week in Des Moines. 6 games on the slate for today, including all 4 Class 1A first-round matchups. Action gets underway at 10:30 this morning as Gladbrook Rhinebeck will face Linville Sully in the opener. North Lynn will play Maple Valley in a 12:15 game this afternoon. And later this afternoon at 2 o'clock, Remsen St. Mary's will put their undefeated record on the line against New London. And at 3:45, it's Grandview Christian facing West Hancock. Tonight, there are a couple of 2A games on the slate. Western Christian will play South Hamilton at 6:35, and that'll be followed later this evening at 8:15 by the final game of the day. A couple of 22-2 teams will face off as Western Dubuque will play Comanche in the final game of today's first round boys state tournament play. Well, senior star Peter Jock scored 20 of his 21 points in the second half, and Iowa throttled Penn State 90-79 on Sunday, closing the regular season with 4 straight victories. Nicholas Bear added 20 points with 10 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, who finished above 500 in conference play for the third year in a row. Jock says the young players have been stepping up.
I haven't really been playing great on offense the last few games. I mean, they really picked us up. The young guys have been really stepping up. Jordan, Tyler, Cordell, and then also the upperclassmen, too. So, I mean, they've just been playing great. Even when I'm not scoring, really, they keep picking the whole team up. So, I mean, I just got to do my part, and then they keep doing what they were doing, and I think we're going to be good.
Jock started his final scheduled home game, missed most of the first half after picking up 2 quick fouls, but the Hawkeyes reeled off a 14-0 run without him, jumping ahead 47-33 on a Jordan Bohannon 3 just before the end of the half. Jock then opened the second half with 11 points in just 3 minutes, helping negate 4 consecutive made baskets by Penn State after the break. Jock's long 3 from the elbow made it 70-49 with 12:33 left and gave him 16 points in less than 8 minutes. Jock was pulled with 45 seconds left to get a standing ovation as he walked to the bench. The year has been up and down, but Jock says the team is playing its best right now.
Like I said in the beginning of the season, it's going to be a roller coaster just because we got young guys and it's going to be a lot of ups and downs. So, I mean, I just kept telling them, you just got to stay positive and stay together. And then we got to listen to coach. So, I mean, I think we just been bought in and then we really connected right now, both ends really. So, and everybody's stepping up. The young guys are stepping up. And then I think that's the reason why we're rolling right now.
Josh Reeves had 25 points for the Nittany Lions. They went on a 12-0 run and later closed with 5 straight baskets to make the final score look closer than the game actually was. Jock was pretty thrilled on his senior day.
Man, it's been a great 4 years. I mean, the crowd's always been great. I love the state and also our fans. But, it just felt good winning last senior day. You always want to go out winning on your senior day. So, I mean, I'm just really proud of my teammate, the way they've been playing, and we're on a roll right now.
Yes, they are. The Hawkeyes now 18-13 heading into the Big Ten Conference tournament. They are the 7th seed in the tournament with a 10-8 Big Ten Conference record this season. Well, the 21st-ranked Wichita State Shockers have landed an automatic berth in the NCAA men's basketball tournament by winning the Missouri Valley Conference tournament title game. Connor Frankamp scored 19 points, and the Shockers picked up their 15th consecutive victory by ripping Illinois State 71-51. Brand Camp had 13 points by halftime to help Wichita State take a 33-25 lead into the intermission. Conference Player of the Year Paris Lee had 18 points for the Redbirds, who had won eight straight since a loss at Wichita State on February 4th. In other major basketball finals, Vince Edwards scored 16 of his 25 points in the second half as 16th-ranked Purdue got past Northwestern 69-65. Purdue ends up 14-4 in the Big Ten heading into the conference tournament. Cincinnati finishes 16-2 in the American Athletic Conference after Gary Clark's 17 points and 14 rebounds led the 18th-ranked Bearcats to a 67-47 rout of Connecticut. Bronson Koenig scored 17 points in his final home game at number 22 Wisconsin, secured the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tourney as they whipped Minnesota 66-49. And Winthrop has earned its first NCAA tournament berth since 2010 by beating Campbell 76-59 in the Big South Conference tournament title game. In racing, Kevin Harvick's penalty helped Brad Keselowski capture the second race of NASCAR's Monster Energy Cup season. Keselowski surged ahead on the backstretch with six laps to go and held on for a half-second victory over Kyle Larson. Matt Kenseth was third, followed by Casey Kane and Chase Elliott. Harvick seemed poised to win in Atlanta for the first time since his initial Cup victory in 2001. He won the first two stages under NASCAR's new format and led 293 of the first 325 laps, but he was penalized one lap for going too fast on pit road during his final stop. That drive-through penalty pushed Larson to the lead. In golf, Dustin Johnson is a winner in his first tournament since being elevated to the top of the world golf rankings. Johnson played mistake-free over the final five holes to close out a victory at the PGA's Mexico Championship. He saw a four-shot advantage become a one-shot deficit before he birdied 15 and closed with three solid pars for a 3-under-68. Johnson was 14-under for the tournament, one stroke ahead of Tommy Fleetwood. The 26-year-old Fleetwood sank a 40-foot birdie putt at the final hole to secure a spot at the Masters for the first time. John Rahm pushed Johnson by getting an eagle and two birdies in the back nine to take the lead. Rahm and Thomas Peters finished two shots back. They were at minus 12 in the tourney. In baseball news, Trevor Rosenthal's bid to move into the rotation for the St. Louis Cardinals has hit a snag. The Cardinals said Rosenthal was scratched from his scheduled start today against Minnesota because of muscle tightness in his right lat near his pitching arm. The team made the announcement Sunday before playing the Mets. The 2014 All-Star reliever has made two appearances this spring, tossing three innings and allowing three hits and one earned run. Rosenthal began his career as a starter but moved to the bullpen, where he was the Cardinals' closer for two seasons. He lost his closing role to Sang-Hwan Oh and is now trying to go back to starting. The 26-year-old Rosenthal finished last season with a .446 earned run average in 45 relief outings. St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Matheny said when something is wrong, there's always the potential for something to go wrong even further into the spring. He says he'd love to see every guy healthy all season long, but that's kind of fantasy land. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.